Everybody, once again. I have a shorter message today, and it's an introduction into the book of Psalms. And you may be wondering why the book of Psalms. Well, the book of Psalms is an amazing book. There's 150 Psalms, and of course, we won't be able to look at all of them because we will be here for a long, long time. But we will begin a series on the book of Psalms over the next couple of weeks. And there's many reasons why I want to do this series. And a lot of the reasons why I want to do this series is because of you. And it's because of the interaction I've had one-on-one with some of you throughout the year, some of the challenges that you have been facing, some of the things that you carry, and stuff like this. And hopefully we will see in the book of Psalms that you're not alone when it comes to life. And so the book of Psalms has been and still is today an irreplaceable devotional guide. It is a prayer book. It is a song book for the people of God. How many of you know that? And that's what it is. So when you go to the book of Psalms, it's a devotional guide. So if you're not in the habit of doing a devotion, it's probably a good place to start. Just open your Bible right into the middle and start to allow the Psalms to fill your spirit. Just allow them. It's also a prayer book, not only for you to pray, but to watch and to listen the prayers of those who wrote the Psalms. And it's also a songbook, so all of these devotions and all of these prayers were all done to music, and so it's a songbook. The Hebrew title for the book of Psalms is the Book of Praises. So that's what it is. And so as a Pentecostal church, you know we love worship. We just love worship. We love to be in the presence of God. It's just incredible. It's a wonderful place to be. And so the Hebrew title for the book of Psalms is really the Book of Praises. Isn't that great? And David, he leads the way through these Psalms, King David, with 73 of the 150 Psalms were written by King David. And he is Israel's sweet psalmist. Now, I know that David's life was not perfect. I know that he made some very unwise choices. But I've made some very unwise choices, too. And God still loves me as well. And you've made some unwise. How many of you this morning have made unwise choices in your life? Okay? Well, I'm going to tell you something. That God loves you as much as he loves King David in the scripture here. David is the man who organized the temple ministry, including all of the singers. Isn't that incredible? King David, the king of a country, he was the one who organized it all for Israel so that he wanted a nation to come back in to worship of God. This pastor, there's nothing I desire more than seeing the body of Christ come into alignment with worshiping God. And so some of these psalms are laments and written by people in dire circumstances. A lament is a deep expression of grief and sorrow. How many of you have experienced deep grief and sorrow within your life? Okay? And so some of these psalms, when you read them, they're psalms of lament to the Lord. People were in dire, dire situations when they would go to these psalms. Some of these psalms are messianic that point to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we all know that the psalms were written a long time before the New Testament times, and there are psalms prophetically that point to the Messiah, Jesus. And when we look at those, it is amazing to say, wow. So God's plan always included the Messiah, Jesus. And all of a sudden, it's almost like Revelation. The lights come on and you can see Christ In the Psalms, you can see Christ throughout the Old Testament. And it's really, really a thing of beauty when the lights come on and you can say, oh my goodness, they were talking about the Messiah and they didn't even know about it, and they were prophesying about the Messiah. There are psalms of praise and thanksgiving. There's royal psalms. There's wisdom psalms. There's psalms of affirmation and psalms of trust. Even psalms calling God's wrath down upon the enemy. So as you can see, the reason why I've chosen psalms is because almost everything I just said draws on some emotion or something that you've experienced in your life, whether it would be a fear, whether it would be something. And in the Psalms, it's so practical so that we would be able to take our situation, have a better understanding of God, and be able to have a better identity, understand our identity in Him. Because when we understand our identity in Him, then we begin to walk in His authority. Amen? And how many of you know that you need to walk in the authority of God so that circumstances of life don't take you out? Okay? And they do. And we allow that to happen sometimes. So primarily, the Psalms are about God and His relationship to His creation, the nations of the world, Israel and His believing people. He is seen in the Psalms as an all-powerful God as well as a tender-hearted Father. So not only will you be able to see yourself within the Psalms through those who wrote the Psalms, but you'll have a greater understanding of who God is. You will understand the attribute of God. You will understand the names of God and what it means. You will understand when you're calling out to Him. So it's a plus, plus, plus for all of us as we go through it. The Psalms also reveal the hearts of those who follow Him, their faith, their doubts, their victories, their failures, and their hopes for the glorious future that God has promised. You can see that the Psalms are very relevant for each of us today. Amen? Amen. And I want it to be relevant for each of you today, because I don't really want to bore you. And I really don't want to be bored myself. But there's nothing about God that is boring. If you invite Him into your space, there's nothing boring about God when you experience the love of God within your heart. In this series, we will meet all kinds of people in a variety of circumstances, crying out to God, praising Him, confessing their sins, seeking Him, seeking to worship Him in a deeper way. I want to see us, I want to see me in 2020 worship Him in a deeper way. And I don't mean in a deeper way that I'm going to worship harder or stuff like this, or I'm going to sing the songs more. I want to know Him even more. I want to be able to understand Him more. So whether I'm just sitting quietly or I'm standing at the altar worshiping or whatever, I'm just walking down the street, I'm talking about worship. I'm not just talking about music. And I want to experience Him in a deeper way. That's my prayer for going through this. So they teach us to seek God with a whole heart, to tell Him the truth. That's what the Psalms do. They help us to tell God the truth about us. And how many of you know sometimes it's hard to tell God the truth? Even though He knows everything about you, He knows everything, we don't always tell Him the truth, yet He knows all the truth. So through the Psalms, through meeting with God, we tell Him the truth. We tell Him everything. And then what happens is when we tell Him, how many of you know that when you've said sorry to someone, you come over, Jalen, you know what? I'm really sorry, for just saying that to you and stuff. And when you walk away, you feel better about it, don't you? Well, it's the same with God. And so if you have a stinking attitude and you go to God and you say, God, you know what? I got a real stinking attitude. And God says, yes, I know you do. But, you know, but the thing is, but then what happens is when you release that and you see that the wrath of God has not struck you dead, but that he loves you and that he's a loving father, then what happens is you begin to worship him and you begin to praise him. You begin to honor him. You begin to trust him. You begin to respect him. You begin to value him. It becomes everything. It becomes part of your DNA that is the most important thing in your life. Amen? They show us how to accept trials and to turn them into triumphs. Amen? How many of you have had trials lately? And you know what? And they turn into triumphs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They become triumphs in your life. Amen. And when we failed, we all fail. They show us how to repent. And they show us how to receive God's gracious forgiveness. There's a lot of people that I know that cannot accept God's gracious forgiveness. They don't think that they are good enough to receive God's gracious forgiveness. How sad is that? And there's maybe some of you that are there. Well, you know what? Through this series, we're going to touch on every emotion you can possibly touch on. And it's not me that's going to make those emotions come out in you. I'm praying Holy Spirit will touch all of your hearts so that you will be rich in your relationship with a holy God, and that you will walk in confidence, and you will walk in victory, and you will walk in no more defeat. No more defeat. Isn't that good? So I'm just giving you an introduction. Sound good? It's good. So the key theme for Psalms really is intimacy with God. Is intimacy with God. Now, some people are very afraid of intimacy with God because they don't know God well enough to give them their fears and to give them all of these things and everything like this. But when we see God in the Psalms and we give him all of those things, the end result will be intimacy with God. There will be no more fear. There will be no more, what if someone in my family sees me? They're going to think, well, I'm becoming one of those holy rollers, you know? And if you are, that's good, because that's what I am. You know, and if you're not, then you need to get what I got, because I'm a happy boy. Seriously, it's a good place to be in the presence of God. They show us how to accept trials. The God described in the book of Psalms is both transcendent and immanent. You know what that means? It means that he is far above us, yet he is personally with us. Isn't that amazing? So we learn about that. Yes, we look to the stars, we look to the universe, we look to everything. He's far above us, and yet he's intimately and personally with us. God is the Most High, and he is also Emmanuel, which means God with us. The book of Psalms are transforming. They're transforming. When we read and study the Psalms, we meet with sorrows and joys and tears and trials and pains and pleasures. But the book of Psalms always closes at the end, Psalm 150, on the highest note of praise. Amen? Always on the highest note of praise. No matter what your circumstances are, when you go through the Psalms, the end result is the highest note of praise. Man, there's something to look forward to. There's really something to look forward to with God. We will discover next week that this collection of Psalms opens with a certain kind of person in Psalm 1, the godly person who delights in the law of the Lord, and closes with a challenge that everything that has breath must praise the Lord. Remember that song we used to sing? Everything that has breath must praise the Lord. Time in the book of Psalms, and I would really encourage you to maybe begin to read them, you know, 150 Psalms, one a day, half a year, a little less than half a year, it's not a big commitment, you know, is one of the most effective ways for you to develop intimacy with God and train your hearts to respond to him. It's very important that we train our hearts to respond to him. It's not just aware. It's not just okay to know that he's around, but how do we respond to him? How do we know it's him? How do we know when we sense his presence? How do we respond to this holy God that we talk about all the time? I'm not just talking about with a beautiful song on a Sunday. So how do we do that? How do we go deeper in that? Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's a favorite verse for many, many people in Proverbs. What does it mean? How do I apply it? What does that mean? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Great verse. Love it. One of my favorite verses that I first learned how to memorize. But when we're faced with a particular difficulty or decision, one of the ways to settle ourselves down is to trust in the Lord with all our heart and begin scanning these Psalms and asking God not to give us a right answer, but to give us the right attitude. Amen? Sometimes we're looking for answers, but our attitude is no good. And what we need to do is we need to go through and we need to discover the attitude. It's not maybe the answer that you need to know. It's maybe the attitude. So God, give me the right attitude. Give me the right attitude towards these people. Give me the right attitude towards you. Give me the right attitude, Lord. So Psalms have a powerful way of calming us. Everyone go, okay. Has a beautiful way of calming us. They really, really do. A powerful way of reminding us that God has everything under control. Do you believe that? God has everything under control. I love to worship you. I love worship music. I had it on this morning. I had it down low so I wouldn't wake up Linda because I was up at 5 o'clock. Is that crazy? Who gets up at 5 o'clock? Like, it's not normal. Normal people don't get up at that time, you know? But I'm up at 5 o'clock, so I go into my study and I put music on, but I had to have it low so that I wouldn't wake up Linda. But I had to have it on because I love to worship music, you know? I'm just listening to a new CD this morning Nat came into the sanctuary. He says, "What's that song? What's that song?" And it's just worship music is amazing. And Psalms are about that. Music played an important role in Israel's worship. The Psalms were Israel's hymns or songs of worship. So when you get into a culture of people who were worshipers. The Psalms, as Holy Spirit-inspired prayers and praises, were written to express deep feelings of the human heart in relation to God. This is a promo, by the way, what I'm doing for the upcoming series. Am I doing a good job of it? Okay? Like, really, like, so if I had a product right now in my hand and I was going to sell it now, would you buy the product off of me? Can we close the deal because of my sales pitch to you about the product? Yeah. Amen? How many of you are going to buy into the product I'm selling? Okay, show me your hand. Really? Okay, well, the product that I'm selling you this morning is the book of Psalms. So you put up your hand, okay? So sign a contract with God today and let him get into your heart and just get into that place and discover for yourself everything I've been sharing. Many were written of these Psalms as prayers to God. Many of them. Expressing, listen, trust, love, adoration, thanksgiving, praise, and a desire to have a closer relationship with God. But also, they were written to talk about discouragement, deep distress, fear, anxiety, humiliation, and a cry for freedom, healing, or defense from enemies. So it touches every emotion. Did I touch every emotion? that you've probably felt in your life or maybe even this week. Other psalms were written as songs expressing praise and thanksgiving. Some psalms contain sections that are prophetically show the Messiah, as I've already said. There is revelation of God. So who is God? How do we discover who God is? Who is he? How do you know what his character is like? How do you know what his attributes are like? We've heard, what are the attributes of God? Who is God? How do we understand him? How do we get to him? How can we talk to him? Everything like this. Well, you know what? There is a revelation of God. There's a revelation of creation. There's a revelation of humankind, of salvation, of sin, of evil, of justice, of righteousness, of worship, of praise, of prayer, and judgment. It's all there. Amazing, eh? It's amazing how the psalmists view God in a variety of ways. And sometimes we've been limited the way we view God. And so I pray that the way we view God will expand. He is our fortress. He is a rock. He is a shield. He is a shepherd. He is a soldier, a creator, a ruler, a judge, a redeemer, a sustainer, a healer, and an avenger in all of our lives. And when you walk in that authority with him, I'm telling you, it's like the putting on the armor of God. So God is also described in the Psalms as expressing love, anger, compassion. Also, his nature is revealed. He's everywhere. God's people are also described in many ways. Listen to how his people are described. As the apple of his eye. Wow. Okay, as sheep, as saints, upright. Righteous. God directs their steps, satisfies their spiritual desires, forgives all their sins, heals. Did you know that the Psalms are the longest book in the Bible? Did you know that? Did you know that? I just lost my place. It's the longest book in the Bible. It contains the longest chapter in the Bible. Which one is it? Psalm 119. The shortest chapter in the Bible. Which one is that? Psalm what? 117, verses 1 and 2. And the middle verse of the Bible, if you open your Bible, is Psalm 118, verse 8. And because it is the Hebrew songbook and devotional book for the people, it has been read through all of the ages. The word hallelujah, we sang the song hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It means praise the Lord. How many of you knew that? Hallelujah means praise the Lord. The Hebrew term recognized amongst God's followers occurs 28 times in the Bible. 24 of those times are found in the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. No other book in the Bible completely expresses the full range of human emotions and needs in relation to God and life. And that is why I want to do a study in the book of Psalms. Are you with me? There are 186 quotations from the Psalms found in the New Testament, far more than any other Old Testament book, and it is clear that Jesus and the New Testament writers were well acquainted with the Psalms. And so I'm just so excited about the days to come, the next few weeks, and so I just want you to stand with me. We're going to have a little bit of meet and greet after the service. And so God is good. Amen? So stand with me, close your eyes. I'll give you an opportunity to respond to a question or two that I may have. So just close your eyes with me. How many of you this morning are just thankful that This is just a timely, timely season in your life that we're going to go through the Psalms, because a lot of the emotions that have been mentioned here, you've been kind of going through that in your own life, and you just need some answers. Can I see your hands? Thank you. 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 God, you're so faithful. You're so faithful. I just thank you, Lord, that I clearly heard your voice, and that, Father, that we're going to go through a season where some stuff will be stirred up within us. But, Father, it will be healed with your love, with your anointing. And I pray, Lord, that the key theme of having intimacy with God will be upon this house, will be upon each and every one of us. And that, Lord, there would be no one in this house that would be running away from intimacy with you. But together as a family, we will be running to you. And that, Father, that you will always be there to help us and never to hurt us. So, Lord, for the many hands that went up, because, Lord, I really covered everything today, and you've seen every hand. And, Lord, I don't know what every detail is. But, Father, there are people within this house that come, and they're faithful to give with their time and their energy and their finances and their worship and everything. But, Father, you know every single heart in this house. You know every detail about every single person. You know the fears. You know the joys. You know it all. And so, Lord, collectively today, I pray, Father, for these ones that raised their hand, and collectively, Lord, we give all of us to you, to an audience of one. In 2020, as we begin, we give you, we give ourselves as the body of Christ at Gateway Church to you. And we ask, Lord, that you would have your way within our hearts. You would have your way. And that, Father, we would be seen as obedient. And I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.